This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Lee Wood, who is the membership director of KUAF. Lee, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good. You're usually in here when we're talking about a specific subject. I should bring you in here when we should be talking about something else. But we are talking about
membership.
That ever-present
yes.
reality of public radio membership.
Correct. No, it's appropriate that I'm in here. I am the membership director. So
right.
And a huge part of my job is putting together on-air fundraisers, and they're very important because we have to use the radio to remind people who listen every day that we are, in fact, a public radio station, nonprofit. 76% of our operating budget is paid for by individuals and local businesses. So.
And that operating budget is how we pay for Morning Edition, Fresh Air,
Ozarks at Large,
all of the programs.
Exactly. The equipment that we're speaking into right now mm-hmm. and the computers that you're recording this on. There's a lot that makes a radio station run, and it's very easy to listen and not really think about that. And we just take a little bit of time to remind our listeners that that's how we're able to give them the radio they listen to every day.
The past couple of Decembers, we've taken just a couple of days to remind you at the end of the year. We're doing that again this year.
We are. In fact, we're going to have, it's our Season of Giving fundraiser. It's going to start next week, next Tuesday, with Morning Edition, 6 a.m., and it will only run through Friday, so it's a very short drive. You only have 4 days to get your gift in during next week's Season of Giving fundraiser.
If you have an email account, mm-hmm. you probably received reminders from all sorts of your favorite nonprofits earlier this week on Giving Tuesday.
Absolutely. Giving Tuesday, I guess it's now in its fourth or fifth year and has really taken off. It's great, great awareness when there's so much money being spent in the commercial space during the holidays to remind people, you know, to support the organizations and causes that are important to you, that it's a good way to also give meaningful gifts. Not everybody wants another necktie. So sometimes they like receiving a gift. And so that's why we offer gift memberships during our Season of Giving fundraiser as well. You can give to the station in someone else's name to honor them or to get them, sort of educate them on how public radio works.
It's next Tuesday through Friday, 4 days. Is there a goal?
There is. We need to raise $55,000 to really end the calendar year fiscally strong. This is the third year of our winter drive. And it coincided the first year with something that happened just a couple of weeks before we started, where the Corporation for Public Broadcasting cut the funding that this station receives significantly because they recategorized us not as a rural station anymore, but as a metropolitan station because of the growth in the area, which is wonderful.
Right.
But according to them, we should be able to raise more money through our membership and listenership. So it coincided at about the right time, which worked for us. And the winter drive has really been helpful in helping us make up that lack of funding.
Also, if you ever go to Wikipedia, mm-hmm. this week, Wikipedia is running a fundraiser.
Yes.
And the headline says, if everyone who used this service gave $3,
they'd be done.
This would be done
absolutely.
In a minute.
Yes.
Similar to public radio.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, absolutely. If everybody who listened, even just on an average weekly basis, was able to give $10, we would be our annual budget would be close to done. So, yeah. But you know, that's not the way it works. And,
right.
and there is a community service aspect of public radio that's admirable and that we want to keep going. Not everybody can pay, but the people who are able to and who understand the value of it, they usually step up and do it. And we always appreciate hearing from them.
It will start Tuesday morning at 6. I think you and I will be
all
here.
Right.
All right. Thank
Sounds
you.
Good.
Lee Wood, membership director. What's your favorite Christmas movie? I feel like I should ask you something besides fundraising.
Oh, you know, I like the classic Christmas Story.
Okay.
Yep.
There you go. So now you've been able to talk about something else besides just membership for KUAF.
Okay.
Thank you, Lee.
Thanks.